Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Riverina News. To our state's capital first, a teenage boy has been arrested, accused of stabbing a bishop and multiple other people at a church in Sydney's west. Those involved suffered non-life-threatening injuries at Wakeley last night before a large crowd gathered outside angry about what had happened. Acting Police Assistant Commissioner Andrew Holland says officers clashed with those at the scene and riot police had to be called in to move on the crowd.
This took some number of hours to dissipate, and with the use of specialist TAU command operatives, we were able to remove the young person from the location. He was conveyed to an undisclosed location.
The Premier has met with religious leaders following the incident, calling for calm in the community. To other news now, and cotton growers in the Murrumbidgee are just days away from picking their crops and the early signs are promising. Farmers are expecting strong yields this year. Adam Kay from Cotton Australia is just hoping the weather gods play nice.
All we want is some relatively dry weather for the next month to get the crop off. That's the that's the thing that would be on everyone's minds. You know, if we can stay dry for a little bit, get the crop off, and then plenty of rain for our wheat growing friends.
A million tonnes of cotton will be picked across the country, worth up to $4 billion. And the Wagga Arts Community is welcoming new plans for a much-needed upgrade at the Civic Theatre Precinct. The $55.6 million master plan went on public exhibition late last week. It would see the facility expanded to include an additional theatre alongside the current venue. The celebrations continue at Cooloman after they upset the Lions to take out this year's AFLW Premiership. The Hoppers snapping Ganmain's 3-year unbeaten run in a nail-biter on grand final day. Forward Zoe Leary says the feeling's just starting to sink in.
I think none of us went into the game really sure what to expect. So just the moment right before the siren sounded for the last time, and that's really carried on till today.